You know who's tempting me a lot lately?
Oh, no, I don't know.
The transvestites. Yeah. Fuck you. Judge not lest you be judged, my friend. They're good now. You got the transvestites. They build them from scratch now. It's not like the, you know, 25 years ago, a transvestite's just some old dude in a wig on a Dunkin' Donuts commercial. Time to make the donuts. No, they're good. You don't even have to pretend you got tricked anymore. Right? It's like, what do you, because they got everything. They got the breast implants, and they got the ass implants. They got cheek implants. They got hair extensions. They got all the electrolysis and collagen lips. And you're going, oh, how much surgery do they need before I'm not gay for doing it? There's going to be some line in the sand that you draw. Right? I'm staring right at her, topless in a G-string, and I know you got a penis, but even if she had a vagina, I'd still probably try to poon her in the ass anyway, so what's the difference? What's the difference? How do I lose? I don't need any new friends of respect from you. That's why I... Hang on. That's why I eat breakfast at a place in L.A. It's called the Yukon Mining Company. It's a shit restaurant, but it's got a smoking patio. It's outdoors, so I can actually smoke and eat my breakfast at the same time. Ooh, what a free country we live in. Hey, man, how's it going? I forget your name. How you doing? Good to see you. Anyway, some guy I know. I can't remember. So I eat breakfast there, and because Santa Monica Boulevard, that's where all the transvestites hang out in L.A. It's... And you've seen transvestites. Seattle, you get plenty of... I'm sure you drive past a gay bar on Saturday night and you see them all lined up, dressed up like Judy Tenuta or Diana Ross or something. But you see the nighttime dolled-up transvestites all ready to, you know, lip-sync a, you know, Billy Ocean song or something, whatever they do. Or you don't see the breakfast transvestites. A breakfast transvestite, that's the one that will queer you away from the nighttime transvestite. Because when you see them shuffling in at 8:30 in the morning, they don't have a wig on anymore. The makeup is all smudged and 5 o'clock shadow shooting through it. They still got really nice tits, but the dick is flopping around in sweatpants with no underwear. And you're going, man, thank God I didn't have that last shot of Jägermeister. This could have been an awkward goodbye.